J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-O-R-P-A-N. Jordan. That's it.
Live from Jacob's porch. It's the Jake and Jake podcast.
Very nice. How are you? How you doing? Mr. Treister.
Coming in with the shades.
Jake Treister.
That's a hot look. Put it back on.
Did you lose weight?
I did.
I haven't seen you in 6 months.
Is it? No.
5 months?
No, March. Four months.
Four months.
Dial it back.
You look great.
4 months. You got a clean shave. That's good. Everyone can see you now.
We actually took the bet that you were not going to be wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And you weren't.
Look at that.
You know something?
You're with the cold.
How can we come here? We sit down after 4 months, and you don't let me check that the microphone. We're doing the right microphone.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
And that's on the right setting.
That's also clear.
You're the bad boy of Corona, walking around with no mask.
No mask in the shades.
Did you at least test it?
Yes.
We might have. What do you think?
Whatever. All I know is that the episode that I did by myself got like 60-something.
No, it got 74.
74 plus.
And we had a talk. How many times did you listen to it?
You milked that.
Zero.
No way.
Zero.
You're telling me we have three listeners and you got 74 on your own?
Zero.
How many people was it sent to?
Nobody.
It was sent to no one.
I sent it to nobody.
So you must have been the highlight of our podcast as of right now. You get the most.
That was it.
That's
how you know people were looking for entertainment.
Yeah, people were really scouring.
They were looking.
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Vague Long Island podcast. Jake Treister comes up.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's been 4 months.
I brought up something to Jacob that's a more interesting fact. I think it's been 2 years since you guys started the pod. I think the first episode I felt like was end of July, and then I hopped in August. So
yeah, because we went to the pool and then we came back here and we were just like,
that was the origin
of the podcast.
Yeah,
and now we're playing around with this Fakakta website.
Oh, this website's terrible.
Are you even on the internet? Like,
yeah,
we were going to do it not here. We were going to do it at the Harris track, but then we're like, we need internet.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it was like,
it's working.
It would have been a mess.
Yeah, we would have had to figure out something hotspot from the phone. Yeah,
Anchor.
So 4 months, we haven't been in touch. I mean, seen each other. We've been texting, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Any big news you want to share, Jake, that's been going on?
Yeah.
No.
You got an MBA. Let's talk about
that. That's huge.
That's true. I did graduate, air quotes.
Air quotes.
Because I still have one class to take in.
Okay, take a clap.
No, I'm taking a back.
How do you take a clap?
Clap back is the same thing.
I clap back.
It sounds the same. It's just clapping.
That's awesome. So you got the MBA. What's the next step?
Hopefully teach part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And write my book.
Have they, so with teaching part-time now, would you, now Sean, or shout out Sean O'Shea,
mm-hmm.
Sean, when he was doing like Zoom, he was doing Zoom part-time work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you be doing Zoom as well now? Or would
Yeah,
you,
I guess.
But would they give you, this is the thing, is it harder to find like that Zoom spot or would it actually be easier because.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you know, you're looking for a position as a part-time mm-hmm. teacher. Would, do you think it's harder to find one now or easier with Corona? To try to find a part-time spot.
Well, here's the thing. I could teach at the University of New Mexico right now because
what?
It's Zoom.
Okay.
I don't have to go anywhere.
Do you have to be a professor?
He's got to wear a sombrero.
That's what, I'm gonna, what do you think I'm going to be doing?
Senior Jake.
No, so, like, what is it? Now, are you Professor Treister? Like, what's your or do you have
a goal? I want to be an adjunct professor.
How do you get to that?
I know all the professors that I know, okay. They would recommend me.
Okay.
I guess to work at NYT where I got the MBA,
very nice.
Where there's some openings. Hopefully, I can. You know.
Would you teach that marketing class you had? You took a, I think it was last semester. You would talk about it a lot on the pod.
Which one?
You had a. It was like, was it one group project? And you always talked about it. And you said that there was this one girl who didn't do any work. And
that's
you
every
class. Every
that's
class. Every
no,
you know, you're describing every class in elementary school.
It's elementary school.
Yeah,
all right.
You're going to feel a little more specific there.
Is there any specific class that you want to teach?
That's cool.
I guess internet marketing.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
No, but like
you teach anchor marketing.
Small business management, I guess. There's no small business classes anywhere. Or
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
So that's cool. My life.
Well,
very
that's
boring.
Sweet. Did you beat the pinball record while during the quarantine or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't touch
what it. Is it now? Is it 3 billion?
So when we bought the machine, the people that had the machine before... They, I know, stretch.
The rope, we're pulling the rope, we're roping.
We're really getting the good stuff after 4 months.
It was like 4 billion something. And my goal was to just make the leaderboard on the machine. None of us has been on the leaderboard.
Right.
And then I like went to that machine and I just played it like nonstop for about a month. And now I'm like third on the machine, I think, with like 3.2 billion or something.
What's the top?
Four billion.
Four, okay.
Which I can do and I should have done on that game.
So why not?
I had two extra balls that I did nothing with.
Oh, yeah. It sounds familiar.
And he's walking off.
I'm walking off. I walked off right after that.
What was the last thing that Jake said? I think the last podcast we did, Jake said it like a dirty double entendre.
We don't listen to our own podcasts.
It was so funny.
I don't remember them 3 minutes after we finished.
We finished
and over the 3 months.
For those listening in, you know, it's been 4 months. It's something I do enjoy about the pod is not recording it. But the 5-10 minutes after, we're like, what did we talk about? And what do we want to make the title? It's a big conversation. It happens every time.
And the scariest, I'd probably say it happened 3 to 5 times where we click record and no audio got recorded.
Oh, it's the worst.
We got to start over.
That's the worst.
That's what I'm saying. You're having me jump in right here, and this could all be for nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, we're just excited to see him. We want to talk to
you. What is this cart? What is this?
Oh.
This is like a...
For those listening,
like an EV cart.
Yeah.
What is this?
We're sitting on Jacob's porch, and the microphone is on this moving cart.
Yeah, stole from Herrick's.
Really?
It's the property of Herrick's on the best.
No, it doesn't.
Property of Ivorone.
You know, there I would believe it, because that's what this looks like. It's the black plastic...
The lunch lady cart?
Yeah, this... It looks like something that... No, because it has a thing to wrap a cord around it on the end. So this is definitely like
this is my outside office. So when I get tired of being in the air conditioning, I go out here.
So you can sit in the bushes and have the sniffles.
Yeah, I basically sit out here. I schwitz for about 20 minutes and then I go back inside. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought of this when we were talking about the cart, but Zoe 101 is getting a reboot. But I don't know what
was that announced?
Today. Somebody told me this today.
Didn't she go off the deep end, whatever?
Sure, but you know what? She came out of the water and she's back. So
Jamie Lynn Spears?
Yeah.
Or is that Brittany?
I know Brittany went off.
No, she got pregnant while on the show.
Well, that's why they canceled it.
I'm getting bit out here.
That's why we do it inside the podcast.
Yeah, I kind of like the outdoors.
Yeah. I hope there's not too much muffling from the wind.
No, we're fine.
What wind?
This is like a pretty non-windy spot.
Wait, so Jamie Lynn Spears went off the deep end? What'd she do? Drug problem?
I don't know what she did.
Who knows?
What else do we got? I don't know if you guys saw it, but did you see the trailer to McLeod?
Yes.
Excellent.
What do we think? Jake, rip it in half.
I have no reference point. Beautiful. I have no frame of reference for it because I don't know anything about the original cartoon.
We did it. Oh, you don't? Oh. So
that's what I mean. I have no frame of reference care about the original cartoon. So it's like.
It's fine, but you're going to love this. So, you know, for those listening in, I just put out a trailer to one of my new films coming out in August. I'm not going to say the day. It's called McFired. And the trailer we put out is a minute commercial about how Ronald McDonald met Grimace. And it's my take on it. But there's an actual commercial that McDonald's really put out in, like, I think the 80s or the 90s of how Ronald met Grimace. It's the same exact structure, except I made mine a little, you know, like, dirtier, like, more adult stuff. Very funny. But when you listen to it back and forth, it's kind of cool.
So how do you start doing research for that? Because I'm sure not everything's cataloged, like every commercial that McDonald's has ever made, correct?
Well, it's YouTube, please.
YouTube has everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, checks. But, what's interesting about a project like that, I'll just write the story first. So, like, you know, like how they were hired. So, like, that was like the section I was working on. I'm like, all right, how is Grimace going to get hired? So, I looked up a bunch of how Ronald McGrimace old commercials, saw the old commercial, and was like, oh, I could really parody the heck out of this.
Did the same person always play Grimace? Because it's a suit.
Great question. Yes.
Anyone could play it.
Yes. By coincidence, yes.
Why?
It just happened.
They didn't just have him. He was sick one day. The second AD came on the set and said, throw on the purple costume.
Well, I don't want to ruin any surprises, but there is someone that replaces him at one point, but I can't describe
why. See, this is what I'm talking about.
That's a big hint. I can't ruin that.
The lead actor for Ronald McDonald, he was amazing. Where'd you find him?
Oh, so it was him.
Not going to lie, a little scary.
Well, he's Ronald McDonald. Oh, you thought he was scary?
Yeah.
Well, he had the makeup.
I know.
Are you are you afraid of clowns?
Not in general. Not in general.
Are you afraid of it?
I haven't seen it.
Do you know what the thing looks like?
Yeah. Scary.
It's kind of scary.
I don't. Do you remember when those clowns were going around in
with the knife?
Oh, bad news. Hell.
That's the worst thing you could see driving at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A clown with a knife.
They don't do that crap anymore, though. You think
there was a thing. Weren't there, like, actual murders? Wasn't that like.
Yeah. You think they're Corona clowns or no? they wear the masks.
They just sneeze on you. Oh, so what was give the guy a shout out?
Shout out Kyle Engelman, phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
We did a long casting process that day. It was a full day just for Ronald McDonald auditions. And we had about 20, 30 people come in, and there were some really bad auditions. There were some really good ones.
What did the audition look like? Paint us a picture of the audition.
Great example. So it was an office. It was like I rented out like a room in the city near Penn Station, and scenario was he came in. you read a part of dialogue, which we actually didn't use for the film. It was just like describing how McDonald's got started on their feet. Like just like how McDonald's started from the ground up. And based on that, I would have them improvise and we'd go back and forth.
Did they wear the nose?
No. But like one guy, this guy who didn't get the part, but he came in and he read the sheet of dialogue I'd written and ripped his shirt off during the thing. He was standing, ripped his shirt off, threw it on the ground, and was like so enthusiastic about it. But that got me. He was like the first guy that came in, and everyone else was boring,
As someone who's choosing the cast, would you rather have someone have chemistry with their coworkers off screen or on screen, or is it usually tied in together? Like, if you have chemistry off screen, like
I'm gonna be honest with you,
how does that work?
There are definitely you'd rather have chemistry on screen than off screen. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Listen. You obviously want to work with people that you like, and you know your attitude does make an impression on people, and it will decide whether people work with you or not. But if you're a good actor and you're needed for a part, but on the side you're kind of like a jerk, you're still gonna get picked. Like Kyle's a great actor, and I love him, and he likes to bust my balls off set, and we go back and forth, and I love it. Mm-hmm. But like there was another guy that we had on set, and I didn't like him at all, but I really needed him for sound. He was very good. Mm-hmm. So when we were recording sound, listen, he gets the best sound I can get. We was only on set one day. Shout out Justin, you can kiss my ass. And
Shout out Justin.
He'll never listen to this, and he's a bum. But I mean, he recorded really good sound that day, I needed him.
I actually heard Justin listen to the Jake Treister Takeover podcast.
So oh, I heard he didn't listen to the Jordan Dinosaur Takeover podcast.
I still can't imagine. You literally got like three times the views.
You killed
anything that we've got.
We got to know how many times you listen to it.
I don't remember what I talked about the piano, which you liked.
Yes, that was my favorite segment.
That was it.
Yeah.
No, you spoke about egalitarian or something, some type of philosophical thing.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember exactly which one.
You don't want to hear that, right?
There's
now.
So many. Nobody wants ethical egoism, maybe.
Not the first podcast.
No. I did something interesting today. I watched a baseball game.
Woo! It's coming back.
Sounds ridiculous. Starts off Friday. I'm very excited for the season. Jake, any thoughts?
Do you see the dugout? They're not doing it. Like they're standing on top of each other in the dugout. They're all gonna get it, and then
you think they
get it. Then they'll say, "Oh, this was maybe a mistake."
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think baseball missed the boat. Is the perfect social distance sport. Literally, have an entire stadium.
Golf.
That's it.
Golf's been great.
Golf, including tennis, right? Mm-hmm. But like of the major sports that. Rob Manfred, the commissioner, Major League Players Association, they dropped the boat, ball, whatever it's called. So I think they screwed up. I'd rather have 60 games than nothing, and I'll be watching this weekend. The Mets win opening day.
You're damn right. We're going to win.
In August. July?
Yeah. July. They're going to win. They're going to beat the Braves in Atlanta. Actually, I don't know for Homer.
I'm sure Vegas has betting lines, so... NBA is coming back in 2 weeks.
NBA comes back July 30th, yeah.
And then MLB starts July...
Friday.
20 what?
The 24th, I believe.
So...
Yeah.
In what league... I mean, I'm sure they're going to be testing everybody literally after every game. Or every other game.
I'll tell you what.
Who's going to be... Like, which league is going to get the first case?
NBA, in a heartbeat.
100%.
Oh, NBA, yeah.
These guys are sweaty. They're grabbing each other. Like, baseball, everyone's spread out. Even though, listen, I think baseball, there's a lot of space. I'm surprised soccer is still going on internationally. These guys, and I was watching something with Zach today.
Yeah.
These guys are grabbing each other, grabbing their shirts. They're sweating.
Has anybody been tested?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, that's different.
I'll go out there and test.
Why did NASCAR stop?
Yeah, that's silly.
That's whack.
Like,
they're in the car.
They're in the car.
I guess the shop. And the change of
like
tires.
I guess the pit crew.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys seen this, but they're actually putting cutouts of fans
in the stadium. It's so funny.
I think that's a great idea.
And they're playing sound.
The sound. It sounded crazy today.
You don't even need to do this for sports. You could do this for the high holidays in synagogue. Have a cutout, $20. You sit in your chair. You could do this for like literally anything. Jake, you want to go to a conference, just a cutout, $20.
I have thoughts.
Right? It's not a bad idea.
I have thoughts on the fake fans at the baseball. Oh, yeah. I was watching Astros. It was Astros Royals today. And... the Astros are up 9-3. Uh-huh. The Royals have a guy on second with two outs. You know, the game's over. Uh-huh. It's the sixth inning, and you hear the fake crowd. Pop, 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 pop.
I'm like everyone
everybody
get,
clap,
I was,
go hey
yeah, I'm like everybody's getting left. A hot dog or no one's watching this game anymore preseason. You think everyone's like clapping going nuts? I want them to be more realistic like with
when
the sounds.
The Mets played the Yankees, Michael Kay, who was calling the game, was sitting in the booth in Yankee Stadium alone. The whole stadium was closed.
Yeah.
He was calling the game. There's nobody else in the whole Yankee Stadium. Imagine having all of Yankee Stadium to yourself.
So why don't they just mic the players up and get rid of the announcers?
They should.
Wouldn't you just rather hear
these
the players
guys be cursing, yeah, say you and mother effer and this going on, this blank and blank. Like, it'd be a whole show.
Well, they simulcast the announcer to the radio. So it's like...
True.
You got the people who are still going somewhere, I guess, in their car.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where are people going to in the car?
Where are they going?
True. Yeah, so over the past 4 months, I haven't told you. I'm now a runner. Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
What's this app you use? Here comes the plug.
Here's the plug.
That was the clean plug.
Here's the plug. They're not a sponsor, but they will be one day. Strava.
Strava.
It's the Instagram of exercise.
Well, you tried telling me about this, and I waited for this to have you explain it.
So the thing is, before I even started, I couldn't run a quarter mile. Like, I was very slow. I had no endurance. But now I'm running a 5K a day. The goal for August is to run 100 miles.
What is a 5K in miles?
3.2.
Yeah, 3.2.
Yeah. So.
Shout out Coach Ann.
Oh, your mom's been posting a lot of hot content.
Yo, she's got
a lot of hot content.
We're not going to.
No, but so I post a run every day, and I got the Jew crew on there. I got about 18 friends on there, and we just, you know, motivate each other. Some guy walks a mile, you go, why?
So what do you do? You just like post what you did today, and then other people comment or like it, or
it's a GPS signal of your recording. It's a GPS recording.
Can you have groups?
Yeah, there are groups.
Are there pages? Can you like certain pages?
Yeah.
Are there like apps, like little games within like the
So there's a really cool group, and it's like it's an art group.
Can you post what college you went to?
You can post whatever you want, Jordan.
Can you post so you got a job?
Can I post happy birthday?
You can post relationship status? Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Does the app have an F on it?
No, it's got a big fat S.
Is it a blue app with an F, white app?
People do that on Facebook where they post like the map of where they wanted a bike ride.
Well, you know what?
Like, I do that on Facebook.
So is this, I guess it's tailored to working out.
It's tailored to working out.
Only for workout stuff. So right. I can't so post, so had a great time in the Hamptons, but I could post.
If you ran in the Hamptons, you could post whatever you want.
I've had a stretch in the Hamptons.
Do you take pictures of, you went to this trail and you took this picture of a deer on the side of the...
You could. Listen.
I took a leak right over here on this trail.
Everyone makes fun of the app until they're on the app.
Oh,
let
yeah.
Let me tell you, when you're on the app, you're going to love it.
Let me ask you this. What's your water situation when you're on a run?
Drink before, drink after. I can't hold
Do you
it.
Bring a bottle?
No.
Okay.
There are people that have the strap with the...
Yeah, people are bringing Camelbacks. No, mm-hmm. I'm not into that.
You ever try the Camelback? It's really cool.
Yeah, well, hiking is fun. I'm not going to run 3 miles and bring a whole knock-a-dicker.
Are you a phone and wallet and all that?
No. Yeah.
I use this new thing. It's called Peas, P-E-A-S. It's like the vegetable. It's an ice pack for your back.
Peas.
A+.
How is your back?
Awful. Absolutely terrible. I threw it out Saturday. I was at the Hamptons it was family day at the Hamptons.
Uh-huh.
And I was throwing my cousin in the pool. He said, I have this joke with him where I go up to him and go, hey, Trey, you want me to throw you in the pool? And he'll go, give me 5 minutes. And then he'll go, all right, you can throw me now. And
how big is Trey?
Trey's about 6 or 7 years old.
He's 6, 7, 8.
But what's funny is that
little Trey.
You got to ask him. You're like, you want me to throw you? You just give me 5 minutes. And then he comes over. I'm ready to be thrown. I was launching him. And he, listen, I can get some pretty good height with like these kids. These can go like frisbees. Yeah. And I threw him. The second time I threw him, I pulled something in my lower back. couldn't like walk the rest of the day. I had to sit. And it's just, I've been like slowly recovering, but this thing for your back called Peas, it's like a strap. It's like an ice pack with a strap, so you don't have to hold it on your back.
I think this is the most promotions we've done on a podcast.
What?
Ever.
Yeah. What do we have?
Yeah.
Skava, what is your thing?
Strava. Don't you mispronounce it again.
We have Facebook and we have Peas.
Yeah, this is the most promotion we've done on one podcast.
It's a new pod. We got to bring out everything.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's your Seinfeld.
That's my Seinfeld.
Cool.
What else is going on?
Hmm.
We're at a standstill here.
No. I just wanted to know, are you still doing Invisalign?
No.
What was it called?
Smile.
Smile
Direct.
Smile.
No. Are you doing it?
No, I had braces.
You told me not to do it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. It's on the podcast.
I would go back and look. You told me
that there were, quote, and this is a quote from AnyPod, horror stories surrounding using Smile Direct and all
those. There are, but I don't think I ever told you that.
Why would I know what that is?
Why would I tell you that? If you're going to do something that could permanently alter your appearance, I'm going to say, don't do it.
You did.
You're getting plastic surgery. Am I going to tell you no?
You would.
I mean, wouldn't you say it?
You'd say you look fine, Jordan.
You know what? I think I would.
You did. You told. It's
if you told us that you
this
wanted.
I wasn't offended by it.
This isn't a random yuckle on the street. This is your friend. You told us
that you wanted to get a nose job.
There it is.
Why would you question it?
And first of all, why was it the first thing you went to?
Because why would you go to that first?
Because that's the controversial portion.
And that's going to be the picture for today's
video.
He knows.
Oh, there it is.
He says it all the time. That's the controversial appendage. Jordan Sarf comes up to us and says, "Listen, guys, I'm thinking about a lot about it. I want to get a nose job. I just can't do it anymore."
What would you say?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would not encourage it.
I
wouldn't encourage it.
I've heard people say I've joked about it before with other people, and they say your nose is your defining trait. And I love that. I love my big nose. So like, it would be upset if I lost it because that's like my defining thing.
What procedure would you get done on your body? Or are you just happy in your own skin?
I think we said this before. I am.
That's a good question.
Because I remember answering this question before. I was just like, I'm okay with this because it's I answered that because I remember saying there's nothing on my body that I'm not happy with that I couldn't fix. I remember saying that.
Jake, if you had to pick, what would you pick?
No matter what.
I'm not fixing my nose.
Honestly, I don't know.
Would you go for a bigger chin? What would you go for?
the crimson chin?
That a thing?
No. I'm just saying.
That's definitely a thing.
The crimson
chin. They have like a jaw realignment surgery. I don't think they have a chin.
Oh, I would do that. Where I would get rid of my TMJ. I would do that.
Oh, you can do that. Good call.
That's a good one.
Mm, yes.
Jacob, what would you do?
I guess I get braces. Never had braces.
Really? I never did braces.
You have the option to become 5 inches taller. Would you do it?
You know, that's where you had to go.
In a heartbeat, even to me, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired.
Just for basketball,
of course.
Yeah,
you have to get used to it though. You'd be slamming your head in the doorways.
I mean, I got.
I don't care.
I got brand new shoes, 2 inches, so I'm basically 6 foot now. My Hokas, Hoka 1.
What are you, 5'10"?
You're not 6 foot.
Yeah. I'm not 6 foot. 2 inches plus 5'10".
Oh, you're 5'10". Yeah. I can believe
it. The imperial system is so terrible.
What?
We should go to the metric system. What are we on?
I don't know. We need to invent
something. How many centimeters are you?
Centimeters?
I'd like to know if you know the answer.
How many stones do you
weigh? It was like 180 something. 180, I think, is 6 feet.
180 centimeters, 6 feet?
Who's taller?
Jake Speckham. I think Jake is an inch or 2 inches.
Maybe marginally taller.
Hmm. He's marginally taller, I would say.
Anyway, so.
Marginally.
So, as far as pandemic, quarantine, whatever is concerned.
Yes.
Everyone's talking about what they've been watching and listening to and all that.
Fantastic.
So more plugs. I've been listening to Bill Burr, which
great.
The Monday Morning Podcast.
Do you like him?
I love him.
He's great.
He's nuts.
Yeah. He's great.
The guy's nuts. I like his Q&As.
Do you watch old Bill Burr, like on YouTube, or you watch the new stuff?
No, I watch the new stuff.
Because he's mellowed out. If you want conspiracy theory Bill,
oh yeah, he gets,
you got a few years back.
He's Joe Rogan. All right, Joe Rogan, when he smokes pot, is like more mellow than Bill Burr. Bill Burr is like out there.
Great plug.
He's lit up all times.
Perfect plug.
He's just out there.
Did you see him in the new movie that came out during quarantine, actually, King of Staten Island?
No. You know, everyone was talking about that. Was it good?
Bill Burr's in it.
That's a Sarf movie.
Yeah, it's a Sarf movie. It's a great movie. It's a Sarf movie. But Pete Davidson was gold, and they just had a lot of good actors. Steve Buscemi's in it. Mm-hmm. You got Bill Burr. You've got like all these like little like other like cameos from actors. The kid from... His name is Rico in Hannah Montana. He's like this short kid that used to dance. Yeah. He's in it, and he's like Pete Davidson's friend. I haven't seen him since a Disney Channel movie, and he was great. So casting was very strong.
Was that on Netflix?
No, it was. I had to rent it. They got me. I think it was Amazon. But I had to rent it.
You're going to be shocked with what I watched. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
I watched Avatar.
What'd you think?
Did you
show or movie?
I watched the show.
What'd you think?
I remember growing up.
Cora.
Telling you to watch it for
I remember. Yeah, I remember going on Nickelodeon, watching SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron, and just skipping the 5 to 5:30 slide.
L.
Yeah, I would never watch it. I was like, I'm not going to watch this nonsense. I watched. Listen, I was
a great show.
I don't want to say I told you so. And I told you,
Marafino and Kishner are watching the show right now.
It may have been the best show from beginning to end.
You know, this upsets me. Just because it hits Netflix, now it's mainstream.
Yes.
I've talked to Alex about this.
Yes.
I've spoken to you about this. I've spoken to like three other friends about this.
Listen, if it's not on Netflix, where am I going to
And everyone's asking me things about it. Like, oh, what's your favorite episode? Like, I've said all this. I've had this all established for like 10 years.
I love Oppa.
Now you're coming to it.
You like Oppa.
And it's like, now, okay, now I got to go back and.
You got to watch it again.
Because I know every line of every episode.
I like the challenge of that.
I do. If you go to like any Zuko. Point and you show me what's on screen, I can tell you the line.
You can tell what's coming out.
Yeah.
And then I think the podcast ended as soon as Tiger King came out. Did we watch Tiger King?
Oh, great.
No, that was great.
Wait, you didn't see it?
No.
Jake, you'd love it. It's a great talking point. You know what it's about?
Yeah, it's about the woman and the
Carol?
And the tigers and the guy who killed, apparently. But
she's innocent. No, knock it off.
No, she sucks. She's got to go.
Did you see she's on Cameo now? You
know yes. That? Hello, cats.
Aren't they doing a follow-up of
I hope
Tiger
so.
King? I think they're doing a follow-up.
They did.
I hope so.
Oh, like a new season? They did like an extra episode with like they Zoom called everybody from the show and did like they interviewed them. And it was fine. But the actual documentary was just really interesting and really great because it was made by accident. They explained in the beginning that the whole thing was made. Mm-hmm. They were just going to show how exotic animals were being traded. But then they discovered the tiger, I guess, the Tiger King and him and everything. And oh my goodness, just a crazy, crazy like situation going on there.
Yeah.
One more note on Avatar. I met Dante Bosco,
who
voices Zuko.
He made the Tabasco sauce. Yeah,
come on.
I know.
I actually think, and this is my argument, I think Avatar is an anime Harry Potter.
What?
You have Aang.
It's not anime.
What is it?
It's cartoon. It's a cartoon.
Oh, cartoon.
Yeah.
If you say it's an anime, people will get it.
Oh, okay.
You don't offend the anime community.
Okay.
You know, of the 75 people who listen to me talking about nonsense for 15 minutes, I'm sure
flex.
Someone out there.
Subtle flex.
So this is my argument. Aang has the arrow on his head. He's the chosen one. Harry Potter has the scar on his head. He's the chosen one. They both have two friends. The girl is strong, smart, sassy. And the guy friend, he's a little goofy, but he also comes up with some good plans once in a while. You have Draco Malfoy, who's the same as Zuko. They're both evil, but they also see the goodness. And then you have Uncle Iroh, who's like Snape, who is a part of the bad environment, but there's actually goodness inside of him. That's
it's
how
similar,
I...
Similar
and they also go through adventures over three seasons, seven books.
Here's the difference, though. Aang was actually good at the core magical element of bending.
You don't think Harry Potter's good at
that? No, he's never shown that he's good at anything. He never did. He won everything that he ever did by luck.
Can you say the same thing for Aang? I don't want to get into this. What do you mean, no?
No.
I mean, they're both the chosen one. What are we talking about?
He was the youngest person ever to master airbending.
Okay.
He's 12 years old until his granddaughter beat him. But
you'll see that in Korra when you watch that.
Oh, so what's the next?
That was some spoiler.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, so, it does.
What's the
I
next?
Know people listen to this.
So I have to watch after this. Is it Korra?
Korra, which comes to Netflix in August.
I heard that movie was garbage.
Garbage. Don't even.
Oh, the by who made it? Ang Lee?
No.
Who made
it? M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. It was one of the.
Is it like widely known as one of the worst movies ever made?
It's terrible.
No, but it is a huge middle finger to the show.
Yeah.
Huge. If you
I shouldn't ruin my.
Don't
ruin
even watch.
I'll tell you one part of it. They call the main character Aang.
They screw up his name the entire time.
That's how bad it is.
We're coming down to the 2-minute mark here. Anything
any
you want to say? Yeah. Any shout outs? I'm going to give a quick one. Shout out Ayla Joya, avid podcast listener. Very nice, Ayla. How you doing? That's what I got to say.
Treester.
Shout out another Ayla, Kayla, my friend Kayla.
Who's like Kayla?
My friend from college.
Oh, she listens to the podcast.
Watching all the shows with me over the.
Remotely? Did Jake? Hey, Jake, you bring this up earlier.
It's not come up in the first minute.
What?
Kayla. Is she coming over or are you watching like together and talking?
Years.
We may have to
Where do you know
her
she's gay?
Oh.
All right. Wait, so you
have to say that now?
Just, no, how are we supposed to know that?
I can't be friends with a woman.
Oh, don't play the friend card.
You can be friends with a woman. That's clean.
I have to justify the friendship by saying that she's gay.
Shout out, Ayla. You're my woman friend.
I am offended by that.
I'm not trying to offend you.
So you went Ayla. Wait, you and Ayla, you and Kayla. My grandma has a first cousin, Bayla. So
Bayla.
Shout out to Bayla if you listen to this. Shout out to you.
Very nice.
That's pretty much
it. How do you plug it? You follow us at JakeJakePod. What's Twitter?
That is a dead Twitter. Follow Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram at JakeJakePod. Check out us out at JakeJakePod.com.
Oh,
check us out on Minds. Check us out on Skava. Check us out on Facebook.
We got to go inside the play blockers because this is...
I'm getting bad.
Yeah.
All right. Happy to be back. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye. Now we find out if this recorded or not. And if it didn't, I might be a little angry.
Wear a mask.